here's what I'm going to recommend. I think it's important to look at all those different options. But once you do that, there are some things I want you to take into consideration. And first and foremost, look at that response time. So when you go to that financial institution, mortgage lender, community bank, credit union, I want you to be very aware of how quickly they're going to get back to you. Because that line of communication is going to be very indicative, right, making sure that they're going to uphold the promise of when we can close.
Well, it's a long process. It's not something that you go in and you open a checking account and you're done. It's something that's going to take some time. So, yeah, you definitely want somebody that's responsive, that's going to work with you, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, because it's so scary.
Absolutely, Josh. And you know what? I'm glad that you touched on that point, that it is a process. And you also want to have a mortgage lender that's willing to kind of be there as your advisor. And I would be very upfront. I would be talking to my mortgage lender, whoever you choose, to say, what do I need to do to ensure that I'm going to close on this loan in time and at my best rate? And that is the next thing I want you to be looking at, is your interest rate. Are there any additional fees? So there's going to be some closing fees attached with a loan. That always happens. However, if someone is quoting you an interest rate and points, that's a red flag. That's an additional fee that it's best not to have to pay that. So it's very important to have some basic information. And again, I would look at all three options. The other question she had, which I think was really smart, is understanding what credit scores you need to have.
We're talking to our financial expert, Susan Tolson, from the U of I Employees Credit Union. We received a question from one of our listeners, Tangie, talking about mortgages. She talks about what's required for a credit score to be approved for a home. What's the base number?
So the very lowest is 620. And if you're at 620, you're just in the door, but you're not going to have your very best rate.
Okay.
You really want to make sure you're at 680 or above and have some money to put down.
Now, you guys have something on your website where you can kind of you know, pick through your credit stuff and figure all that out. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Josh. On the UIECU.org website, we have a program called Balance, and it really helps all of us make sure that we understand what our credit score is and make sure that it's as healthy as possible. Because, you know, just because you're in the door at 620, you really want to be at 680, and 700 and above is the goal. And it really isn't that difficult if you are following some basic steps, being disciplined. You can make your credit score grow, and that's really what you want to do. So the one thing that I'm proud of about our U of I Credit Union is the fact that if you're a member with us, you're more than just a credit score. So we understand that we're getting out of a rough economy. Everyone's got a story. We know how to work within that space. So, you know your options. Make sure that you're applying to get your best opportunity. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're with a financial institution that's there when things are going well, that you know will have your back, just in case you start having some rocky times in the future.
Very true. If you have a question, you can ask our experts. You can do it at WQQB.com. Our financial expert, Susan Tolson, from the U of I Employees Credit Union. Susan, we appreciate it. Have a great Tuesday.
You too. Thanks so much, Josh. Have a great day.